Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, my name is Coco by Chloe. You can call me Coco, you can call me Chloe, or put it together with BY and call it Coco by Chloe. I am live at Tea with Tay. Mwah.
This episode is about to be chaotic because I'm not calling my friend. One of the oldest people I know in this Lagos is on my couch and she's ready for what? Where's my fish? I will fight you this afternoon with my fish, my introduction. Coco by Chloe, guys. Please give it up for my friend. Coconess!
Thank you.
Coco pops with the body. So you people know her as Coco by Chloe, but I know her as Sayo Abiri. Yeah. No, so Coco by Chloe na township name.
Wait. Is the refined one.
Yes, friend. How are you?
I'm good, thank
Happy
you.
Happy New Year.
I wish you the same.
So good to have you on my couch. You know, when I was telling my producer that, oh, you're coming on the show, I told her that you're one of the oldest people I met when I moved to Lagos, right?
Yeah.
So this is how I met Chloe. So the story makes sense. I don't know why she laughed. I met Chloe when we were still teenagers, right? At the time, you were probably 18, 19.
How was it? Then you guys were teenagers.
I bet rest.
Because I was the oldest in the gang.
No, you were not.
I was.
Who? Okay, so maybe you were older, but you were like still 19.
19, 20.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So when I was teens, I was like 17. That time we had a house, a rendezvous. You can ask for a kid with the ghost, all the delinquent kids.
All the rejected kids.
Stop, Chloe.
All
the bad kids with the Lagos and that house with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, they were great people, they were nice. Amazing. But just a couple of kids who wanted to do better. We had models, we had video vixens, we had people who tried music.
Yeah.
We had Michael Andre.
That's right.
DJ Michael Andre.
DJ Andre too was part of us.
In that house. So it was our old friend's house, mm-hmm. and we had a couple of people who used to come, and Chloe was one of those people who used to come
I
to
used to
house.
Actually come back from school every Friday and leave Monday morning, 5 a.m.
Our lives were wild. I was so worried for us.
I was not wild. I was only the same person in the house.
No, but you're not saying no. You were just very focused. And that's why I respect you. And that's why you're on my couch. You understand? So Chloe you've always had, I don't know where your confidence came from. Mm-hmm. But even in that house where there are too many people, they're half-caste girls, beautiful, mm-hmm. Chloe, you still find a way to shine.
Of course.
Amongst us. Are you so confident?
Of course.
How? Why?
You don't need to show off good things. It will be seen. And I think I was like that because of my past experience. I was easily bullied. I had so much. How will I put it?
Confident?
Not even confident. I was ashamed of myself at a point. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, I'm too skinny. Oh, this person's going to call me lekpa. This person's going to be like, are you eating? You look like a child that is not well nourished and stuff like that. I literally did not have friends growing up. No friend. Me and my siblings always fight. So it's just like me in my world. And I was such a rebel growing up. And my father
you
is
still
always...
still are, though.
Darling, we're talking about a CEO rebel now. I'm not talking about that one.
I'm so sorry.
My mother's breakfast
I
and lunch
apologize.
And dinner.
Okay, go on.
So my father is always on me. My mom is always on me. Everybody think I'm a very bad child. So that made me not have too much. I don't even have friends, actually. So that house was like a high opener for me.
Yeah.
I met different people, different mixed race. We have mixed India, mixed Caribbean, everything. And I'm the only dad.
There. Different mixed race. We had everybody in that house.
Everybody. We had the models. We had the one that speak phonetic from morning to night. I'm just there in my corner and doing things. And that house, I was the only one going to school.
I was going to school.
No, you. No, I mean like out of all of us that come
here.
Me
and you go to school now.
Only me and you are the one going to school. Go to school, come back Friday. We enjoy it Saturday. Yes. Monday morning. We don't. I don't carry first bus. We go in your body. So I can't. I from the home I came from. I can't be stupid.
Yes.
Then put it that way.
Thank you. Hold it there. So we were in a house where we're all young people who were making wrong decisions. To
I'm
be
a
fair,
grown house.
Yeah.
Then. Mm-hmm.
So I was 17 at the time. I was always living in Ilag to come and chill with you guys.
Yeah.
But what we were doing, we're gonna hang out in the club. Remember Uno that time? So they tag us as all those smoke studio where they hang for club.
I don't even
know
how they allow you guys to enter the
club. I don't know. You know, funny enough, I didn't realize how young we were.
That's it. And the funniest part is that I'd be the one to carry everything. Do you remember? When everybody's drunk, I'm the one that will make sure everybody gets home safe.
You're a bit sane.
I didn't drink. I don't used to drink. I started drinking like 3-4 years ago.
Okay, so you were sane.
I was the only sane person. When you guys are drunk, I'm the one that make sure I'll take you guys home. Do you remember one incident that happened in that area? Robbery.
I think I heard. I wasn't around the
time. I don't think you were around. I had gunshots. I was looking for my kids. I was looking for Sapna and Kelly.
Yeah, you were always
I was,
together.
Yeah, so that place actually shaped me. I can't say my story without saying a story about that place without that house being there, because that house really taught me a lot of things. I could say I watch people fall from being at top to the least in that house. I see people go from a 0 to 100, and I see people that have so much potential and they buried it with something that is not even worth it. So that house really, really, really shaped me. I'm always looking forward to Friday to Sunday in the house.
What was different about you and me in that house? So you used to come, we always used to meet in that in the weekend in that house, right? So you were also a video vixen at the time. You're trying to push that.
And I went for Miss Charismatic, remember?
Before we get to Miss Charismatic here, I really want to understand, because you weren't as privileged as the rest of the girls.
Everyone more privileged than me.
Yeah, everybody was more privileged than you.
Mm-hmm.
You sort of, I feel like sometimes you sort of shrunk when they tried to, because they were half-caste girls, they were probably light-skinned. At the time, people were all video vixens together. So you had to do extra to shine. But that never broke your spirit, Chloe.
Yeah, because
since I've known you, since I've known Chloe, right? Chloe, if you sit in that room like this, they twerk. Hey! Even when you're not happy.
Yeah, because someone once told me something, say, instead of you to walk into a room, if you're sad or depressed or something, walk into a room and carry your darkness into it. It will rub off other people.
Yeah.
Instead of that, be the light. So I decided to be the light. Even now, sometimes I am going through a lot of things. But once I step outside my door, I am smiling with everybody. And that time, I think what really helped me is that I remember Aisha Shaba. You remember Aisha Shaba?
Oh, bless Aisha Shaba. Yeah. She was a rock.
Aisha told me something. We went for a boat cruise one time. I felt so bad. I was like feeling inferior. Yeah. Everybody was shining, afkas, big bum bum, everything, speaking so many phonetic English. I beg. Everybody know me. I'm an R factor. He cannot leave me. I'm a proper Yoruba girl. If I pronounce anything that have R, you will still know that I'm a Yoruba girl with an accent, right? And she said something. She said, look at all these people. You shine. And I'm like, what's she saying? And she gave me a swimsuit and I worked at that boat cruise at Tilashi, and everybody was like, oh my God, are you a model?
I was on that.
You remember?
We walked
there. And I think I surrounded myself then with people that have things upstairs that they can share with me. You will never see me being friends with somebody that is going to bring me down. That has been my power. You can see me being friends with a 13 years old child today. It's because I'm learning something from her. I would never, you see that house, even in the house while we're there, you will never see me talk to someone that is off limits or off points.
Yeah.
I'm always like, oh, she's acting so.
I think you're very intentional.
I'm very intentional. Actually, I would not bring anybody into my life that is going to derange my life. I don't want it because I'm not perfect. I have too many flaws. Sometimes I call myself a mistake, not in a bad way, but a good mistake. Because I just want to learn from people. I like to tap knowledge. So in that house, what really helped me then, and in school too, is because everybody around me have different things they're good for. Kelly has never seen angry more than 2 minutes.
No.
She'll start smiling. That I took from her. Sapna is this: if the house is gonna burn down, let it burn down. I'm gonna sleep and be happy. I took that. You are the whatever you guys are doing, I'm doing. But if it's something that is going to affect me, I'm out of it. Ooh, I took that.
Friend.
Alvin was, I'm going to work. I'm going for audition. I'll see you guys later. That was what even gingered me to go to more auditions. I remember a lot of auditions, they told me no. I went back the next day. I dressed like another person. And I got the job, the Airtel advert.
Why? So this is why I brought you to my show.
Yeah.
I have never understood for the life of me. A girl, and you guys have seen Chloe as the bad bitch that she is now. But how many years ago? 7 years ago.
10, bro.
Yeah, sorry. 10 years ago. You were not this girl. You were the skinny girl who was trying to fit in with the half-caste girls who will go for auditions and they'll probably not pick her. But she will still support her friends. Stay with them there, befriend everybody and enter them as a person. Like, you have so much personality. And at some point, you laugh and say, you know, so, mom, wait, more me, this is English, but Amy.
My hands are everywhere. I cannot be stressing my English. No, I can't.
I expected you to cower and not be confident and just be. But the way your life changed, because I remember also the day that we're sitting in that same house and you saw Ada on TV. That's Beverly Osu. She had gone into Big Brother.
Don't tell me you remember.
My friend. That's why I brought you on my freaking show. Because, so you know, some people might not understand you from then, but I know you. So, Chloe, you sat down and you look at the TV. This was you who was relegated in that same group of half-caste girls who did not expect to level up like this, right? You sat down in front. At that time, you had done Miss Charismatic.
It wasn't Miss Charismatic. It was, I've forgotten. I've forgotten the pageants. Yeah, that time when I came back,
And you said, I will go to this Big Brother house. I miss if I laugh. I'm sorry.
But 2 years later, I did.
But two years later, I'm watching my TV.
I actually went for the first one.
You were on TV.
That name, don't call that name. Please save that name. So guys, one time I was so stupid and my Instagram name was Illuminati. Not
You've had different names.
Illuminati Chloe. Like Illuminati Chloe. That was my first Instagram name actually.
Yes.
Illuminati Chloe for a long time. Until DJ Sosa said, change your name. Then I changed to Lil Chloe. Then when I was 21, Skibby called me on the phone. Skibby Mayana was like, you're no more Lil Chloe. Please change your name back to Chloe. Like, my name actually, those names means a lot. Illuminati Chloe, I was so naughty then.
Oh, you were naughty.
When I was Lil Chloe, I was acting like a spoiled brat. In my mind, I'd be like, your parents don't get money. They act like spoiled brats. You go suffer. But see, it was just like steps. So back to what you were saying about Big Brother. I actually went for the other year audition, the year that I had Bisola and I was dropped at a certain time. People just think I just entered Big Brother one day. The second audition, so as they tear my leg, I was still hustling that I have to
do
this house. You know, it was raining during the audition of My Time and everybody were pushing themselves. They fell. It was all over the news. I had a scar, umbrella, my umbrella. I don't even know who took my umbrella. I realized it was Miracle that took my umbrella when we got to the house. I didn't even know who it was. I remember that they dropped me at a point of time and I went back in. You know me, I don't accept no when I want it.
Yes.
I went back and I said, I'm sorry, you can't drop me. They're like, why? Why can't I drop? I said, because my mom is this, because my dad is this, because I've gone through this, because this is my life, because this is what I want. And because most especially, you want me on your show. So not put no tags on it, because me, I don't like to brag. I'm actually the first housemate in all history of Big Brother in the world to be evicted and be renominated into the house. I was not even evicted. I was disqualified. It has never, ever happened in the history of Big Brother. If I'm somebody else, I'll put it on my tag and be like, the number one person to be disqualified. Do you get what I'm saying? But It's just that the potential, the spirit, the vibe, the energy, the happiness, it can never, never be covered. It can only be contagious when it comes to Chloe. I'll make sure everybody around me is happy, everybody. But when it comes to what I want, I'll surely get it. I'll go back. I remember adverts with Rose. They said, no, ma, we can't pick you, blah, blah, blah. The next day I went again, they picked me. Didn't I do the advert? They didn't even know it was me. Because I knew I flopped the first time. I didn't do it very well. I know the question already. I know what they want. I went back. I did my hair. I came back to that Ikeja. I remember. I went to Rose Place at Shannon. We did my hair again. I went back and I was on the advert.
Why?
Because I don't take no when I want it. Anything you see me give up on is something I don't want. I'm just trying. I'm just exploring. I love to explore, actually. I like to do things. I like to put my hands in several things. But the ones that I want, that Big Brother... And you know the funniest part? Truth be told, I have never in my whole life sat down to watch Big Brother. I've not even seen mine. I just see it on TV. You know all those clips, yeah, like that? Clips. Like, I need to be on this Big Brother. Oh, I need to do this thing. I'm just that kind of person. When my mind and my soul and my spirit is connected to something, I feel like, you see, when they interview me for Big Brother, I say, me, I'm going on vacation. Because I don't know what they are doing there. When it comes to strategic pattern, you see, I'm always clueless. So me, I thought Big Brother is somewhere we'll go. I didn't even know about the tax. I for no go. No see for tax. They say, Big Brother, I can't kill myself. I don't feel jump. I can't kill myself.
So what's it going to do for you?
I swear, in a vacation, I go. Until person affects me.
Okay, you know, everything that you've said, there's something about you. I don't know. It's your guts. It's your...
It's the equity in me.
Okay, so but...
It's the equity in me.
Why? So this is not... This is something that you've always said, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not the prettiest girl in the room. You're not you're not the curviest girl in the room. You're not light-skinned. But you even look great now.
I know
you're fine. Sorry. This shit, people will think I'm shady, but this is how we talk on a regular day. Not be saying you are the most beautiful guy in Nigeria.
Waiting to you. You know
this.
But
you are very beautiful, my friend. Yeah. But I really want to understand where you get. So, because I'm so sorry. I was part of the people that relegated you as far. Chloe, Master Yoruba. Like, I really didn't see you.
And the funniest part, I don't speak Yoruba.
Wait. You didn't speak Yoruba for you. But you just speak, I'm just saying that.
Like small, I just mix Pidgin, mix English.
If
and
we're going
together.
To have a conversation,
yes.
if three people they speak like this,
I go talk to Yoruba.
Your own inside, yes. And you say it to your brother, it comes out to Yoruba.
Of course.
Why?
Because first of all, why
don't you ever put yourself down and say, oh, I'm not on this level? I don't.
Okay, I'm so sorry. First of all, is that I would not bury myself for anybody to shine. You would rather bury yourself for me to shine.
Why?
Because I am not second. I will always be first.
Energy.
I'm sorry. I might not win the trophy, but I'm a winner. My presence alone means a lot. It's just like Big Brother. When I was going back to the, I just say, oh, try your best to win. I said, I just want 1 week. Cool. The only reason why I'm going is because of my mom. So change my disqualification to eviction, which I did. I don't need to be the winner of the trophy for people to know that my presence to be felt. I am Busayo. It's different. I had multiple people's joy. I can't take away from them. Do you get what I'm saying? So once I enter a room, I don't care, even Agbani, call me the most beautiful guy in the whole universe, she'll be there. Even if I'm wearing rag, at least there's a statement and people will know Chloe was here. It's inbuilt.
Yeah.
It's inbuilt.
That's what I've been waiting for.
Yeah, it's inbuilt. Because sometimes I see myself doing things and I go back home and be on my bed and be like, how did you even do today? Sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't want to go for that event. So everybody know I'm always tired. Even this one, they go, oh, they don't make me do makeup again, blah, blah, blah. But when I get there, it's I feel like God has blessed me enough that sometimes I don't even appreciate it so much.
Yeah.
Because you can never see Chloe and say you don't see Chloe. It's just different thing. I know a lot of Instagram people try to change it, but still, Baba God, they work. Oh. These people will come and be like, oh, she's this, she's that, she's that. I just used to tell people that if you have not met me, don't judge me. I'm just a different person. What I post on social media, I post and go away. Sometimes it's not even me that is replying you on Instagram. So I think what has kept me going is because of my background. Let's say I watched something that is up there, keep coming now, and there was nothing. And we had to compromise. We had to manage. I have to see my father go through a lot of pain. He literally covered it. I'm like my dad. it goes through pain, but will not let you know. We now come out with you, are giddy. Oh, what you do? I was young then, I didn't realize it, but it rubs off on me. Mm. My mom is the emotional part of me. You know me. 1 minute I don't cry, people don't go see. That is my mom's side. Mm. But the stubborn part, the me keep going back, the me saying I want this thing and I have to get it, it's actually my dad, because he used to have, he later did not. My mom had to support. And this man became angry. He was not angry because he doesn't love his kids or he doesn't love his wife. He's angry that nature or life has just done that to him.
Yeah.
And for me, I always look for his trouble. So he used to give me back. Kenuma, flog me, tie me, flog me every time. Tie me for fun, flog me. I'd be like goats, proper goats. But I think he actually shaped me. The fact that I don't want to go back to where I'm coming from.
Mm.
Do you know, I literally left my house after secondary school, university. Remember, I told you guys the story.
Yeah.
For every vacation, I'm always in a Kenya house. Yeah, I never go back. The day I packed my bag and went to school 100 level, I said I would never come back to this area until I'm coming to do good
what
things.
And
look
was
at
that?
Me, Agbado Ojaye.
Tell me about Agbado Ojaye growing up there.
Growing up was...
Where's Agbado? That's Lagos.
Yes, it's Lagos. After Abulegba side. I think everybody that grew up in my area keep running around the same circle. I watch them run around the same circle. I watch people finish from secondary school and have kids. I literally told myself that when I'm done with secondary school, I'll go to teaching school because my mom owns a school. I'll go to teaching
in
school. I'm going to marry one of the boys who have kids, blah, blah, blah. But something happened. Something very, very, very good. So there was this guy in my area that was seen then. You know, we're young, virgin dating, letters, stuff like that. Then one day I went
out. You write letter, give man.
I know they write, give me. I go waste my pen. Even now, they show man love before. I be like, man, I know they to show love. I feel like, they will be laughing at me. If I say I love you, this guy will be laughing at me or something. So I know they show that one. So that day I came back late. I went to see this guy. So we were just roaming around the street. I came back late. Before I came back, my mother had called my neighbor. She sat down with a bowl of water and blade and soap. Words, they scraped my head. Father. Yeah. No, that was not even the story. That was not the story. Okay, yeah. I was seeing the guy. So I came to town Valentine, February 14. So a friend of mine who had later apologized, she cried, got a name on social media too, who cried apologized then. She called my parents and said, are you training a child? Can you imagine your daughter? I was in UNAD, University of Adoekiti, because I went to 3 universities before I decided to pick one. So they called my mom. She called my mom and said, can you imagine your daughter? She's in Lagos with men in this hotel. Go to the hotel now. To be honest, we came for my school mother's birthday, but I saw the guy. So this girl literally set me up for my mom to meet me there. But meanwhile, I've already been on the bus back to Ado. So my mom asked me to come back. So I came back from school with the boyfriend, with everything she had told my mom. There's a woman with a bowl with blade and soap. They asked me to sit down and scrape my hair. Father, I said, I'm not going to school again. I have to write another job. To God be the glory, they locked me in for 2 weeks in a room. I was supposed to go and write another jam for the school that I later went to, Tasword, with my father in the bus going to Ikeja. That's how someone saw me. I said, oh my God, are you a model? Oh my God, you look so good. Blah, 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 blah. In my mind, I was like, no shit, but I bet leave me alone. Blah, blah, blah. That
was so really angry from that father. What he did. You won't cost me my father.
Do you get what I'm saying? That was how I started doing photoshoot. I think I worked with Akeem Salam as at that point.
Oh, no, that guy,
that is how my career started. If my mom didn't scrape my hair, if I'm not going to write another jump, I'll probably have married the same way I thought I would marry one local boy in the area, and we're going to have kids, we're going to start our own school and stuff like that. So my mom literally thought she was hurting me, trying to barb my hair, but bro, that's how my career started. And that's how I got a gig to my first music video, which was Ayo, that one for MTN Project Fame, Ayo Basim. It's from that junction, that same guy that said, oh, there's a video shoot, blah, 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 blah. That I went home. I said, the jump, I couldn't feel it though. Now I had to go back. I went to that Ikeja. You know, those Okirika.
Yeah.
I can't forget that gown. I wore it for a long time, 500 naira. I bought the wig. You know, those wig, all those yaki wig, 500 naira. I buy
shoes. No, but you package that time. That
my
time.
Sister, you know, go. My brother,
your sister.
Don't worry. I talk to people at the background now. You know, say, as in, my brother, you know, go believe, say, that package.
Chloe, not you calling my sister on my fucking show.
It's not you. That's what people back say. I'm talking to somebody that is accepting.
Girl.
My brother. Those 500 naira thing, I had the package. I go yaba markets. As sapna know that one. I go pick 150 naira shirt, jeans. But you don't say me. Once I put them together, Grace. I can't carry my hand like this. Grace, follow me again. Anointing follow.
I see you do like this everywhere.
Now, so everywhere they be like, oh, is that a show model? Show model? She no be model. I literally made my first million as a teen, 19. Yeah.
Yeah. So you. So the thing is that you were not as privileged as the other girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you worked twice as hard as them.
They made money more than me, but they misused it right in our face.
Yes.
I've seen thousands
of dollars go down.
My first big money that I saw was with these girls. I'm like,
thousands of dollars.
For me, that time. You see that 50K where I get? They go still finish their own, come beg me. Oh.
True.
No, man. That 50K, not me go buy food stuff. Say, oh, we have to cook. Don't let's buy
outside. Because you know where you're coming from.
Because I know where I'm coming from. I've watched my mom make soup with 500 naira. So who am I to go outside and start wanking brokoto and talkie to say I'm living life? So, yeah. I think
so that shaped you, right?
That really shaped me. I think everything just bombed back to my family, the way they train us and everything. Even though then I didn't appreciate them, I'd be like, oh, my mother is so wicked. I even lied in my secondary school that my mom is not my mom, my dad is not my mom. They are my guide. They didn't let them into the hostel. I was in SS3. My mom was calling and crying, you wrong boy, which kind of because I know that they carried me home that day, the beating they would beat me. I feel no survive. I say, no, that's not my period.
Oh, but you were stubborn. Was that not what they were beating you
I'm open? Still stubborn. And I feel like when people tell me not to do something, in as much as that thing won't kill me, that I know I will do it. I like that thing.
That's how you
go
are.
To that place. And this event, you know that people are, Chloe, oh, like I have some people that will be like, Chloe, this event that you're going, I have some people that have bought 350K. What are you going to wear? Joggers. Yes, I wear joggers. And I'll still shine. So all those kind things where they say, me, I know they do. I like her. I go do them. I did like give them.
So like you're growing up in Agbado Ijaiye, right? Mm-hmm. You grew up how many siblings? You're the first.
Yeah, I'm the second. First daughter. We're four twins. Yeah. My younger ones are twins. My older brother. Yeah.
Yeah. So you became responsible early, right?
Very early.
Also, because of things that happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you chop bits where.
Hey, Jesus. You know if you know.
Yeah, but is it that you were very stubborn and your mom was worried because you were her first daughter?
My mom didn't really beat me. My mom is backhand.
Do you understand why she was like that now?
Yes, okay. I appreciate it. Like, I literally used to... The only thing that I feel like was bad and I spoke to my parent about, and I know that I'm going to be a better parent if I have my own kids, is that it's not every time you need to scold kid, but that's how they know. That's how they were brought up. That's the only answer to them, for them. I feel like kids... there's something to nurture. You can just be every time. My father would say, I will beat you in the name of God. Spare the rod and spoil the child. No, darling. Talk to the child and make them understand. That's the only thing I think that it was my problem, that it was so much. I couldn't speak to them. Even at the point of time when I was being molested, I say, even till now, I don't fit to come. This one must, as in, I don't fit to come. I can't.
You molested?
Yeah, I can't even have a conversation. A sexual conversation with my parents in this room. That's how they've trained her. Yes. Fear. I don't think I will even marry and tell them about my marital issues. Do you get what I'm saying? Because the fear they actually put in me. But I feel like, I think if they had been more calm with me, maybe myself no go get it safe. Let's not like God know what they do. Maybe that time they go, don't come, follow me, talk now. Sense no go day my head. Everything, I thank God for them, actually.
Yeah. So Big Brother, right? When you finally got some Big Brother, how did it make you feel? Did you feel like, finally, I've accomplished something? Especially because of my background.
Do you know, Big Brother didn't eat me until I came back. If you watched on the show, I was just doing rubbish. They are saying A, I'm saying B. My mind is, I'm waiting. This one's the talk. Most of the time, I go to the bathroom and cry, say, Big Brother, please move my lolly. I won't go out. I don't miss my friends. Big Brother didn't eat me until I came back. And I was depressed for a whole year.
After
Big Brother.
Oh.
I was sad. I was in the darkest place of my life. I felt like,
So wait. Sorry. Let's come back. So after finally getting on this platform that you've always wanted to get on. You come back and you're depressed a year after.
For a whole year. Even till now, I won't say I'm cleared off. I've been using some things, but yeah. A lot of people want fame. But the question is, how much can you handle it? I'm a tough person. I can even say I'm tougher than men. Like this skin can take a lot of things. But I came back from Big Brother and I felt like the whole world was against me. Trust me, you will not see the good comments. when they hit you. You see the one that say, I should be like Panla. Say, I should be like Lizard. What did this guy even go do for Big Brother? This guy not this. This guy not that. I was depressed. I was so depressed that I even had some other housemates. They were saying, oh, if Chloe's going to be on this job, I'm not going to be there. They cut my bread so bad. That made me more angry.
Your guys, your people from your sets.
No, they call them guys too. We are not guys. We are not guys. Why do you
always get into like altercations when you guys leave the house?
I just feel like if you know me, you know that me, I can stand in front of anybody and say what's on my mind. Patakata, I go bring and go, you go shoot me, I go die. Now you go see day where they go arrest me, don't go. Peace. I'm with my maker. But Big Brother, I just think the housemate just need to learn self-love first. Because when you love yourself, you think you're better off everybody. Me right now, no. If you like carry car where they never invent, drive past me. I go drive my own. I go help you. I go press on. Bro, it's none of my business. Because I think like I'm the best version of myself. Nobody can tell me any other thing. But when it comes to Big Brother, it's deeper than that. You see people you lived in the same house with, you be strategy partner, come out and act like their shoulder is up. People are like, no, the fame not around past 2 years. Oh. If you're still standing after 2 years, now you be baba. You tough. So we came out, I had a lot of people saying, so one time when we want to do this event, we called this person, this person said she does not want anything to do with your name, that your name has been tarnished because of the fight you had in Big Brother. Person look, which should call me bastard. What's I go call him?
Please, missus. Who call you bastard?
Kebule.
Oh, you guys had an issue
that and it was not even my strike. You look at me, put an inside my food. I said, one thing I ate in my, I can share anything. I can give you everything. Do not put your hand inside my food. Just say, I want to take, then I'll give it to you to take. I said that thing several times in the house. Then I fling the food for his face. This man call me bastard. Wait, I'll come look and say, hey, I'm be bastard. You know my mama and papa with the house. You went on your own. You gonna tell me say I be bastard. I be now. Because for you to call person bastard. No, because for you to call person bastard, normal. Now you be the bastard. Because me, I know my parents. Now you go question yourself. So you cannot expect me to smile about that. You called me bastard. I say your mother a whore. But it's true. For you to call me bastard means that my mother does not know who she fucked to give birth to me. I be. Then I help you with another better translation. So how am I the problem? Then I came back, everybody saying, this person say if they want to work with you, your name. This one said if they want to work with you, hey, Chloe, blah, 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 blah. And I think I allowed that because I let that anger, I let that pain took the best of me. I didn't come out and start giving them back to back. I just went back to my regular life. I just want to be regular again. I want all the fame to go. Do you know how many times I'll cry? I just want the shit to go. I just want the... And mind you, before Big Brother, I already had a good name. I was already on 76K followers. As at that year, okay. I was having top numbers on Instagram than anybody. And just doing my stupid thing, just posting my friends, just being happy.
Yeah.
So Big Brother came out, blah, blah, blah. The fame, everything. I want them.
So do you think Big Brother exposed you too much?
Big Brother exposed me to too many bullies and insults.
So that affected you when you came out of the house?
I was depressed, bro.
So that one, you're depressed. What was going on with you? Then, you were not feeling...
I was just like, I felt like the whole world was against me. I felt like everybody just saved me. When people smile and hug me now, as the person they leave, I go, so I know it's not a fake love. Do you get what I'm saying?
Because of what happened,
the whole thing, and you know, it's me and that, and that blogger always, now I don't want to mention it, we're always besties. So if I did that, you don't carry me. So all those things really, really killed me. Really, really didn't let me like stretch my hands to the potentials and the things I really want to do. Yeah.
So after the 1 year when you were going through that depression, you had gotten this fame, but you could not use it because of what
came with it. I wouldn't even use it.
Wait, you're using his weight.
How? Shady bala bala. Habib Baba.
Wait. So that 1 year where you're supposed to start doing your work as a star, you were in your head because of the bullying and everything.
Yeah.
So you went off social. Did you go off?
Yeah, I always go. I'll go 2 months, come back, go 1 month, and come back.
Tell me about that phase. That 1 year.
I think I won't lie to you. I'll be honest with you because you're my friend. I'm still not over it because things keep coming. Now it was the surgery picture. That broke me. That really, really, really. Let's say the depression of that one is just like, I don't want the fame. I want it to go. I just want to be a normal person. I just want to walk on the street and eat my popcorn and dance with people and play with kids the way I used to. But the surgery part took me out of this world to somewhere I still haven't come back from. I'm in oblivion. I don't even know how to get back from it. I always say to people that you can post anything about me on the picture, but I never want to see my naked picture on the picture on the net.
So how did that picture get out?
I don't know who the person is, but I know that person. God is an angry person. I'm sure. That one I'm sure about. That one took me out. I've never said this anywhere. I was suicidal. I was dead for almost 24 hours. Thanks to Alex, banged on my door. My younger sister broke the door, dragged me to the hospital. Lydia, I drank the tour. Drank all the soap washer in the apartment, drank everything. I was ready to go. My fear is, what will my parents say? It's not even about me. When people do this thing, they don't even know. You are not hurting the person. I'm like, if my mom said this is over, I was gone. I woke up, I saw Dremel, Anto, Alex, everybody. I'm like,
okay, so when the picture got out, it was on the blogs and you saw it.
My friend sent it to me. I said, Chloe, go and check Gistoba. As people laugh, I said, what's happening, Gistoba? I beg Jay, because I don't follow any blog. I blogged them in advance.
Was that picture post-surgery?
It was after my surgery when I was still unconscious. So whoever took the picture took it while I was lying unconscious. Yeah.
In the hospital? The authorities?
Oh, we tried to investigate, but at the end of the time, I felt like I would keep hurting myself trying to know who I'm. I might eventually not know. I might go 2 years and not know who the person is. I just let it go. But that person is suffering it. I can feel it. The person can never be the same.
So when they released this picture, right, and it was on the blog, the comments, what would you
I don't even read comments before I drink the tour. If they follow me, they talk comments. Okay. Bro, I was ready to go. I said I was gone. I was out of the world.
Why? Why did that picture do that much? I mean, and it's a
I
new
used
picture.
To insult people that are suicidal. I do. I'm like, why do you want to kill yourself? But trust me, there is a spirit with that suicide thing. I used to tell people that, oh, why? Why would this person want to kill yourself? Even if I have people that say, hey, I want to kill myself, I say, oh, third male and daddy, better go jump. You want to kill yourself, you're still talking. But immediately I saw that picture, the voice just keeps saying, just go, just go, just die, just go, just go, just go. That's it. And if not, because I picked the call while I was trying to open the Instagram, my younger sister called and said, I used to stay at the apartment because I was in one apartment trying to recover. I've not even recovered. These people forced me out to recover and pretend like I'm happy. Actually. So she was like, are you still there? I'll bring you food. So immediately the call dropped, the picture, my friend had already sent it to my sister as well. People started saying it. Alex and my sister had to break the apartment door. I was lifeless on the floor, dead, gone. Bro. I was gone.
Because of one picture from the internet.
Because I really
and people don't even know how these
things
affect you.
I was very vulnerable in this picture. Yes. This is somebody that is lifeless, out of surgery. That is wickedness in another level. Even if I've done anything to you.
Wrong, yes.
If that picture was me being naked, like even being naked.
Being a bad bitch.
Maybe me having some, you know. I'll still say I'm having fun, but this is me being lifeless. I actually at that point of time, I might even die from that table. Just fresh out of surgery, you took that picture and sent to the blog, and the blog had the guts. It's because Nigeria is a lawless country anyways.
Yes.
And post that thing. That took me out. Even till today, when I remember that part, there's just this O in my heart. It's just, I don't even want to talk about
it.
So
you just feel like a lot of hurt and betrayal from people.
As at that time, I had two of my friends with me at the hospital and a lot of nurse. And you know that people try to push it around. Now my head is calculating who could betray me? Mm. Who is doing this?
So you don't even trust the people around you first. Mm. You don't trust it. So did it, when you're in this depressive state, right? Mm-hmm. Do you stop trusting people? Because if the people that were at a hospital that you went to do surgery could share your photo, mm-hmm. it means your friends could do worse to you.
Yeah.
It means you might start distrusting people. Mm-hmm.
Actually, yeah. From the beginning, I don't trust anybody. And I'm still on that. I'm still keen on that because I'm a very spiritual person. I might not go to church every time, but trust me, when it comes to the anointing is overflowing, I'm will not give you the reason to let devil use you against me. It's true. I'm always, you will never see any concrete gist of Chloe on blogs or anywhere. Is what I post on my Snapchat. Maybe I repost from you, they'll post it and say it's Chloe. Because you can never get the gist. You don't know who I am with, where I sleep, where I stay, what kind of car I drive. I am very private when it comes to that. So I would never give anybody reasons around me to let devil use them against me. I will not tell you and you the same story. I'm sorry. So when it comes, it's you. That's why that picture is still haunting me.
Because you couldn't.
I don't know whoever. Yes. Maybe the nurses, maybe the ward. I don't know who. Even if there's just one person or two person with me, I will just point the person out. I'm like that. That's when anything goes out and it's private. That's why if you're on my Snap, I give you direct sub to let you know that I don't know something about you. Because I will never, I won't tell two best friends the same thing, no. My best friend used to say, Pay will be like Chloe. Which story be that one when you give that one? I said, maybe she go fight him now. She may not even want to know. It's none of my business. So you will never see anything tangible. You will never see any receipt. You will never see anything that is real about Chloe on Instagram.
Mm.
Blogs will just come and carry and say, Chloe, open bum bum. Or they'll put one caption to make people talk. Lie, lie, enough is not my story if I don't come give you. So I am like that. I don't trust anybody. So I will not give you a reason where devil will make you use you come miss me because I know my temper. I'm very. But now, the only thing that I feel like a change that period is that I was unable to love before because I was hurting. I never give anybody my true love. I was just there. I will support you. You feel like it's true love to other people, but me know deep down that I have a lot to give. But for the past 2 years now, I've been giving my ultimate love. But before, if I lie, say I love you and I lie you from like 2019, which is the day when they don't bomb me. If I ever told you that I love you, I won't even say it. You never even catch me saying I love you. You know me, I'm a tough person. I'm like, hey, I love you. Me too now. But from like 2 years now, I found myself, I didn't find myself socially, no Instagram. Mm. I found something that was hidden in me.
Mm.
I realized I'm capable to give love and to be loved.
Receive love, yeah.
I always post it. And my favorite quote, my favorite line of all time is to love and be loved. It's just so simple. Mm. Before, if you like, maybe you walk 100 years, maybe fight me today.
So are you in love now?
No, I'm not.
But are they options of love around you?
They're just not coming correct, I'll be honest.
What do you mean coming correct?
I just feel like, I don't know, maybe it's the fame that is the problem, or maybe if it's the fame that is their problem, voila. if it's, I don't know.
Do you think that when men come around you, what is it? What eventually happens?
You want to have a relationship with me and you want to keep it private. Actually, let me not lie, I like to keep it private. I'm always like that. Okay, let's put it this way. I have someone that likes me but want us to be everywhere together, but I don't want it. Because I would never want myself in my relationship if I'm not sure. No Instagram, big calendar, every weekend 1, July 2, August, December 3, now new one. And I have some other people that I love that I don't know. Maybe it's the fame that is pushing them and making them, they just act good and all. I don't know. I don't know. Me, I don't know. But now I know that it's not for me. Because I'm so capable of so many things. I give love. I care about people genuinely. I say it as it is. I've always been that. But I was unable to love for the longest time. I felt like love was a scam. As of 2 years ago, last year, I'm still saying I don't want to get married. But now I'm craving it so bad. Because I sat down to understand that above everything in this life, love can conquer everything. Because if you hurt me, if I really do love you, I can give you a chance. I can stay away from you, but love you from afar. Love is just like, it's just like a neutralizer to everything. It neutralizes everything. But before, I was not capable of love. I'm always looking for fights. You know me. You tell me, I'm not going to find your, but if you tell me A, I will reach Z and come back to A before I stop. I will keep going. But now, I just look at some things. Some people just say, I'm like, you know what? God is love. Love is God. Please, so just
you, be going. You agree that you're in a better place now with yourself.
Yeah, I'm in a very better place.
So how do
you
get through that depressive state? When did you eventually come out? How do you come out from this scandal that happened with this, with your picture?
No, it was, I won't lie. I would just be honest. Can I call it names?
Yeah, of course.
I would say thank you to Alex. Thank you to Anto. Thank you to Patience. thank you to Zlatan. Thank you to Obaz. Thank you to, even if we are not talking Sophie Momodu. Yeah, girl.
Can't stand this bitch.
So I would just say thank you to those people that were in my life as at that moment, and they really helped me. Oh, Sophie would literally be like, Kokoli, I'm coming to pick you. I'm bringing tacos. Alex is always sending me message. You know that one's a missionary wreck. Always sending me message. And she leaves a message. Come and knock. This last week, I was still going through it and I was crying. I did not know Alex was at my door. Just open. Why are you crying? She's just not crying. Chloe, now, stop crying. You know, people like that. Anto is the one that was sending me message and said, girl, you better get yourself back up and there's job for you. You better get here. You better do this. They really helped me. Those people really helped me. If not, I don't know where I'll be. No, Alex literally saved my life. And my youngest.
Shout out to Alex.
Carried a lifeless human. They said they went to like 4 hospitals that didn't open middle of the night. They keep banging. They say Ale brought us her slippers, remove her slippers, was just banging. Somebody's about to die. Somebody's dying before one hospital actually took me in.
So you drank Dettol?
Everything. Dettol.
Because you, at that point.
So I don't just want to face my parents. I don't want to face that shame. I just wanted to go.
But didn't you think that it was going to affect them more?
My brother said at that moment, the line between life and death is just, it's not even up to 1 second. As at that moment, I saw the picture, I just dropped my phone. I just started. I didn't think. So now when I see people saying suicide, I'm always like, oh, check up on this person. Oh, this person. Why is this person
because
depressed?
Because
I felt it. Before I would say, why me? Busayo die when there's Q-Logs to go, when there's this, when there's nobody, when there's this, me kill myself, God forbid. But that moment, I see, all I saw was darkness, there was no light. The voice just kept saying, just go, just go, just go. So I don't blame people. I really did not think about my family.
Why did you do your body though?
Okay, a lot of people ask me this question and they're expecting me to say it to make me look better, blah, blah, blah. I've never had it weight in my whole life. I've always been size 4. Pandemic came. A lot of people have been saying, you're too skinny, you're too skinny, you're too skinny. Pandemic came. I was in the house for a long time. I started researching. I started going online to see how you can hide weight. Some people say eat eggs. I eat eggs. They pollute like mad. The whole house can't turn. I don't understand. They say drink milk every day, everything. So I research and mix some vitamins and stuff together. Then I start using it in like 4 or 5 days. I started adding weight. I got addicted because it was a pandemic. What are we going to do? I got addicted to it. Then I had this big fupa. My butt was out. People still will not believe it that I actually did not have anything in my butt. Like I didn't put fat in my butt. I had in my hip because I don't have hip before. I only have tiny. I had in my hip and I feel the down parts. I didn't literally pump fat into my bum bum. That's why it looks real. People think surgery is just when they look like SpongeBob, whatever.
Ah, Chloe.
Yeah, I said what I said because I got a good body. Because I researched on body. I researched before I did my body and I was so intentional. I even told my best friend that was there when I was going to the surgery that remember to tell this doctor, no fat in my butt. I'll send you a picture of before my surgery and after my surgery. My butt was big, but my stomach was larger than life.
Chloe.
Serious. Oh, Toby, walai.
Lockdown eating.
My butt was big, but my stomach was big, and I was ashamed. And if you know me, you know I'm always about that flat stomach.
Yeah.
I ate it. Even my friend, I forgot when I said them chichi that time. If you go out, I say, suck belly. They'll be like, I can't breathe. So I used to tell people, I'm not a stomach fan. I'm sorry. I don't like it. Even my friend
must be snatched.
Chloe, please now let us breathe. I'm like, no, can't you see people are looking at you? See, as your stomach be like, say, you get belly. I like when stomach is fat. And I planned my surgery in less than a week. I went to meet Tiana. We had a conversation. We were just talking. Tiana just said, are you pregnant? I said, no, mama. I said, it's voodoo. I said, yeah, she's big. Blah. Now just go and remove this fat from a place. I drove straight to the place. Did my distance. I said, they don't have that. I said, please give me date. I paid the same day. And my surgery was not something that was premeditated. I just know that the few days I had left, I went back home to research. A lot of people have their butt bushed because they say pump the fat in my ass. And they don't know too many things about surgery. They do not know. They don't know that your fat will die for a long time, then come back. That's why you now see that the blum blum at the back is bigger than every other thing.
Because oh, when so you, there's an art to this surgery thing.
They don't know about it.
Oh, so
before surgery care is very important. After surgery care is the surgery. It's yeah, not that one. That's 3 hour surgery. That's the surgery. The faha, the waist trainer, what you eat, what you consume, how you keep your fat alive. All those things.
What do you mean keep your fat alive?
Okay, some people do surgeries and you see them like after me, my fat literally almost died. That's why people thought that I went for the second time. I'm like, may I go pain? It was not up to 5 months. I will go to that pain again. Which surgeon will even agree to even do surgery for me the second time? Mm. Not up to a year. I just clocked the year like months ago. So what are you guys saying?
Mm.
The faha you wear, like that's the aftercare, is very important. The waist trainer you use. They don't even do lymphatic massage here. I realized that the one they did, the drainage massage they did to us was rubbish. It was, I found that someone showed that video of lymphatic massage to do it for me. Aftercare of surgery is more important. That's why you see some people do surgery and their body is worse than before.
Mm.
Aftercare, do you compress? Do they know how many times I compress? Coco body is the ghost. Can you wear for 12 hours a day? 7 days a week? They can't.
Chloe, come back. This is an expose on surgery. Surgery never suits me like this for my life before. Cause the way you're breaking it down, it makes sense. So wait,
I told you, it's only so you I'll give
why,
the,
why are you so open about this. It like this?
Because I promised you, remember?
No, away from that, like generally, you really can't be bothered.
I can't though, because when the same DM, I'm not bothered. But I'm just saying this for the first and the last time. Next time they're going to get this, I'm going to charge for it.
Wait. So for anybody who wants to go through, sorry, I'm happy that you're saying that it has to be researched, because mm-hmm. whatever you do, you have to count
they
the
don't,
cost.
See, these people don't know.
And
they don't care.
And I know you. You have always been confident. So it's not really confidence that you're looking for when you were doing the body.
What do you mean?
So some women, some people say,
the reason why I did my research and went through all those pains to get a good result is because I love perfection. I like to walk in the midst of 100 people. I don't, some people, they cannot, they did their body, but you cannot see them wearing a bikini. Now they wear fox sauce and wear bikini on. So I'm so concerned about my body. Let me say, I am obsessed with my body. Right from time. You see me in the house. I'll stay inside mirror. Twerk for mirror every time. I love myself. My body is like something. I say my body is like my only place. That's why I wouldn't let anybody just come just into my life and just have anything with me. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
My body like this. The way I carry my body, go to say, this guy, I love my body. I love to look at myself in the mirror and be like, damn, girl. That's if I was a man, I'm gonna, I'm just saying. So, these people don't really love them, but themselves anyways. But aftercare of surgery is 100% of the surgery, to be honest with you. Your surgeon can take away. We have fat. Once you eat, you consume. Fat goes back there. So what are you doing for the fat not to stay where you have taken it away
from? Claire, I need you to take me back and break down this process for me, for anybody who's watching. Okay. So first of all, we've struck out the fact that it's not lack of confidence that made you do the surgery.
Never.
Because you have always been a confident
girl. I see people saying on Instagram like, is it every time you show your bum bum? They don't know. When I have flat bum bum, which one pass?
Oh, it was a mess. You were a mess. In fact, it was even worse.
It was worse. Even now, Sam, I tried to take normal pictures so that you guys don't go suffer. My small yash, if I twerk, I'm going to post a pie.
They're supposed to sing that song for you as a video vixen.
Small yash, they really shake.
That was small yash shake that year.
I swear.
It was on every video.
Queen, swear queen. Every
no, he was twerking with no yash.
Every video when they watch that year, now my yash, small yash, they shake.
What did they shake for this yash?
And that's why people say it now and be like, Chloe, you just did your body and your bum bum is so soft, it's jiggling. Because I did not pump fat into my bum bum. Because me, I want to sit down.
Okay, so if you pump fat, does it give you a difference?
You won't sit for like 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
Okay, wait, Chloe, come.
Weeks.
If, for example, I was a lady, right?
Mm-hmm. Holy, she has 6 packs.
Machiwa, I would do too. At this rate,
you do
this
packs.
My problem, I almost do because this gym only
how
work.
Much you don't get? $1.
Yeah.
$5.
See, so like as a lady, like if I was watching this in my sitting room now, and I've always toyed with the idea of doing surgery, but I wasn't I'm not exactly sure how we'll go about it, or maybe I'm scared, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that you need to do research like this. So. Yes. So tell me the step-by-step process. Because you started adding weight. Did you add weight to...
Okay, so let me explain this thing. But before I explain it, let me be honest with you guys. If you have money to do surgery and you feel like you're not okay with yourself for whatever reason you want to do it for, please do it to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
I would not lie, and I am sorry that I have judged a lot of people that did cosmetic surgery before I did mine.
Yeah.
But I should do surgery. Rubbish. Want to be attractive to man. See this. I literally, I was one of them. But when that stomach entered me, I hated myself. I was always, my stomach was, I will send you a picture. It was so horrible. So this is the process of you doing
so. So why didn't you go to the gym?
Hey, gym that I went with Keme, that I cannot walk up the staircase for 2 days. Please, anything that concerns gym, face front. The process of surgery is, first of all, like, what type of body do you want? What type of body fits your stature? If I had done anything bigger than this, it would have been horrible.
Right.
I want to look natural. You want to look like a Barbie. It's different, you. Some people just want slinged waist size 24, hips 52. I am 24 on the waist now. I am 41 on my hips. Perfect. Some people want to go to 54. Some people just want to, and some people will be like, pump into my yash. Sister, pump into your yash. It's going to affect you, because 6 months later, when your fat try to survive, it get bigger and you look bust.
Please, what do you mean fat tries to survive?
You know, when they do your surgery, right? You have tendency of almost 50% fat to die, 50% to survive. Some people are lucky they have 80%
survive. What fat is that? So, the fat that was moved.
That was transferred.
Right.
Right. That's why they will tell you not to sit if you put fat in your bum, so the fats won't die, blah, blah, blah. Some people, we have different types of body. Mine actually is the type of body that I retain. My body retain. Some people lose a lot. That's why you see they do surgery before you know it, yeah, don't flat.
Oh, yes, they flat after surgery.
Sharp. Plenty.
Jehovah.
And some will start to increase. So you have to know your body type, first of all. You ain't know, say, if you chop, you they spread. You can't say, pump my yash. Sister, just clench your waist and go home. Once the waist is clenched, the body project. Is okay. Aftercare is the pain. The pain you go through, the massage, the everything. Please, all your surgeon massages that they are doing for you. Don't be lymphatic drainage massage that they do you guys. So now, I don't know.
Okay, so for surgery.
Yeah.
When you get out of the theater, what's the first, like, you're supposed to go home and massage or...
No, they have a massage person who do all those things, but...
Are you admitted in the hospital?
No, I think I was there for 2-3 days, then I left.
Yeah. Do you feel sore after, do you? No, I know you feel sore, but like, how... Sorry, no verse.
I say, if they give me 100 million, so Chloe, go and do surgery again. I know they do.
Oh, is it that painful?
It's painful. It is. Even surgery of any small thing on your body, even injection, yes, true. Is not painful.
True.
Now imagine extracting, removing, adding everything. Your butt will actually not pain you because they had it there. That one is not painful. But you know where they remove from this part? It's painful, but it's worth it. That's why I used to tell people that do it right instead of going back and forth every time. For the first 6 months of my surgery, my body was not this way. The shape was there, but it was not really this
never
way.
Enter,
but
yeah.
When I start to Google online for the baddest faha and waist trainer.
What do you mean faha?
There's a body. You wear it after surgery to keep your shape. It's the one that shapes you and everything. I have more than 20 faha. I did try this. Because I mean, know the pain where I go through. And I don't want to go through them again. And I want a perfect body. I'm so bent on perfect body. So I know what I did. And if you guys want tips, you can slide in my DM. Maybe, just because of Tay, maybe
please
I can.
Please give us the tips here.
Maybe I can help you guys. I don't give you the tips finish. Wait till me can talk. This goes still no understand. Me, I don't like give you.
No, but I feel like what
you guys, we want to cry. What to expect? There is pain. Yeah, you're going to feel pain. For the first 12 days, you're going to feel pain. Your massage is going to be horrible. The draining massage is going to take you out of this world. And you know one good thing? Some people don't feel pain. Body type.
Right.
And some people will feel all the pain. Even when I use the pain, the epidural, I still felt my pain. Some people are just, their body is stubborn like that. My own body is always very awake.
What's the window for healing? Like, how many weeks will you normally just heal from?
Normally for you to get yourself back, normally it's 2-3 months. To get yourself very well, 2-3 months.
Some people are already out after a week.
She's been a while there, but...
No, really?
Pass that one. Something like that. They look like SpongeBob.
So how is this? How do you judge this surgery that is botched? Is it by just looking at it and?
That's just some surgery you see and you're irritated.
I don't know, are those the ones that go to cheap people or inexpensive people?
That's the funniest part. But because they don't read about it. Most of these people just want to do body for the sake of, I did my body.
But you're not going to advise to say, oh, don't do like this. If you're always at 22, no, they do.
I'm so sorry. There's one thing I would say. Surgeons, especially the ones in Nigeria, they don't really care about what is going on with you. Mm-hmm. They don't care. They've done their surgery. They've given you paper. Go and read it and understand. Because they believe that you should have sense to go online now.
Also, like, you have to do your own work of
after they have removed the fat, they have put it somewhere. It's for you to now shape yourself. Now, Shana, doctor would help you shape yourself.
So, did you go to the gym after? Because a lot of people say that you have to go to the gym.
No,
after.
I didn't go to the gym. I feel like if I go to the gym, my stomach will be big again. That's what, you know, one thing about gym, when you start gym and you stop.
Yes.
I don't want to face that. I want to just maintain my body the way it is now.
So, like, do you feel better with your body now? Do you?
I've always felt better with my body apart from that COVID this thing. Mm. You know me now, skinny as I am.
Yeah.
Not me, they wear users. Bikini wear, they wear that, and my only nipple cover. I don't care.
Mm.
I was skinny like that. I would see weird thumb. I would see jump beside the pattern. I'd see how fun. My own main reason for doing my body is because I want to feel comfortable with myself.
Mm.
If it's nudity you won't talk about, do you know how many videos I've shot with the bikini?
True.
Do you know how many photo shoots I've done without clothes?
Mm. But do you feel better than before?
Yeah. I look at my old picture, I'm like, not better because of my body, better because I had it a good weight.
But you look better now, my friend.
And the funniest part is that I still keep using my weight gain syrup now and my stomach is not big. Now, let me tell you the trick. I made a huge mistake then. It was pandemic. I was eating too much. I was taking the syrup, but I didn't use my waist trainer. I didn't use everything. So as the fat is coming, it's just staying in the stomach. Mm. But when you wear a waist trainer, the fat has nowhere to stay here. So it goes down.
Really?
That's the trick. Yeah.
Hey.
That's the trick.
So you have to go through this process, but you came out of the fire.
My brother.
I'm ready for the streets.
I swear. I was going to come up, like, I woke up like this. So if not for that picture.
Because you can't come the way you go, drop and say this girl.
Wicked people. God. I was going to say, it shock you.
They're shocking for you, shock them.
They can't use electric. They shockalize my life. I say, wow.
But you know something that I always say? Nothing. So even with all that happened,
mm-hmm.
when you came out with your body,
yeah,
we don't remember that picture.
I swear. That's
the thing about you,
Chloe. I feel like that's just something about me that I still can't figure out.
You are a fighter. You will be here. You have been here since that time and you're still relevant till now.
Till now. Since days of Video Vixen. Who won't even pursue me?
Okay, but this Very. Body like this now, did it bring more niggas? Because Nigerian men wait first. Nigerian men swear that, oh.
No. About that nigga part, I think I fucked up going to Big Brother. When it comes to nigga, I had more niggas than I can count before Big Brother.
No, I'm just saying that. Did
the body now bring
improve?
They don't love it, Dominique. They want to fuck me, and don't want to answer. I'm looking for true love. Sister, true love, she used to leave your beef. I'll be able to
Chloe.
Be yeah, now. Because every man now that see a woman that has body, if you are not in a relationship and your boyfriend paid for your story, like, you guys agree, oh, baby, I want to do my body. Any man coming to you because of your body will be, oh my God, you look so good, you're sure, blah, blah, blah. I know the answer, them. I will not, because we know.
Yes.
You don't want to corner me. I don't want to corner. I don't want to be cornered. I'm sorry.
Wait, Chloe. Let's come back. Wait. So, you don't make me forget my question. Connor,
you go forget. Connor, you say my body and men. May I ask a question? I want to start. Mm-hmm. I want to turn you.
Because. Yes, ask me now.
So, Temisa. Why won't you influence for my brand? Why did you put me? Why do you make your old friend? Like, the way you they talk like this, they give me flashback. Let me tell you one thing about this life, eh? We need to help each other grow. No, not even because of you, but generally. We are so bent on ego that we don't want to help each other.
I didn't even
help
charge you for shit, girl.
You didn't charge me for shit, but did you help me?
I told you I was going to help you with this. the people that you needed at the time. I don't
help which you. Needed. I'm talking about my brand, my skin.
I don't help you with it. No, you told me to advise and how to. I gave you these people. I gave you contacts that you needed. It's just you that.
Who did you give me contact? Not give me one contact. It's not that they say you're going to South Africa. My God, we judge you. Sitting on the throne, we judge you.
But yeah, no, okay, after the show, now I've already connected to someone that will help you. Okay. So you continue from there. Don't drag me on my show. Let me come back to my question. Okay, so like, I met a couple of Nigerian men who swear by their lives that, we don't like girls who are not natural. Who are, but I.
Nobody.
Wait, first, Chloe, wait. Let me drop the question so you can give me your full answer.
Okay.
So I've been in conversation that I've met people who say, this Lagos, every Lagos girl now has bonbon. Mm-hmm. Oh, we don't like girls who are too plastic. But I find out that there's this same men that pay for the surgeries.
Oh, of course.
It's this same men that patronize
the
bodies. It's this same men that they're in their DMs. Even the girls these days are not even the.
But you know one thing about Nigerians that everybody's in denial. You know, waiting person like Gagan, I ain't gonna say no like. But there's still.
Because if there was not a demand for.
If my bodies, picture was not online. If my picture was you not just online, arrived like some people don't even. I would tell people I do surgery and they'll say no, it's not possible.
Yeah,
because I gave the doctor my sizes how I want it from my hips, the size I want. I wanted this size 22, this place that. Then I bought a faha to fit, which I'm going to introduce the faha person. They've not paid me now. I never advertised for them. I mean, when they pay me, I'll get back to you. But do you get what I'm saying? You have to know, like, is a measure. But people just go to surgery and say, remove fat, put in my bum bum. Doctor, no, he wants to collect his money. People need to, I don't even know what to say again because I know I've advised two people and they came out bust. And I'm like, okay. But I know in case my fat die in future. But sister, you look like a moeba right now.
Well,
the last our time don't finish.
Wait. But I really this Nigerian man question never answered them for me.
Future.
Nigerian men swear they don't like surgery, but post surgery, are they did the niggas come more or did the niggas come more post surgery?
Post surgery.
Like we are now.
It depends on how available you are.
Because Nigerian men like butts, whether I like it or not.
Where they won't take see me to talk to me. That's the problem.
Probably you. I say generally.
Generally. I feel like some women actually see. Let's burn this thing down. To be honest with you, I've actually been with several girls that did surgery. The main reason, the number one reason, the foundation is they want to feel comfortable in themselves.
Okay.
The second one, I want to pepper them. The third one, I want the niggas.
So it's never really the first.
It's never really the first when it comes to women. I don't know why people used to be, you know, now everything in this country in life now. If a woman go bleach now, they go say, because they're in the fine man. Some people just want their color to be actually very flashy. Some people just feel comfortable. See, people will get sexy body. They lack boyfriend. You see all those natural girls, all the skinny girls. They are taking their men. To be honest. So it's not like the number one reason a woman is doing surgery. Based on, let's say, 80% of people that I've spoken to or that I've met it's not like the number one. Mm. And you know one thing about a woman feeling comfortable in their skin and their body, you know that you can take her through the moon, through the sea, she will be shining. So
she's confident. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. I don't know.
I'm happy you came out as a baddie and you're back to your life and you're doing
it. Hate to say they don't watch me. I go to the hospital there. I go start to the do nurse. Now there I go there.
You know because people when you don't call safe. Okay, so like what's happening with you now these days? I know that your skincare line is doing well. Yeah. You're trying to launch other things. You're doing we've spoken before, right? So but like now.
Okay, yeah. I said when I came out of Big Brother for a long time, I was actually down. I've been trying to get myself over these years and people think I'm just traveling. Oh, she likes to travel. I'm traveling because so many times I'm here and my anxiety kicks. I just want somewhere to relax and stay out of here because I've been battling with so much anxiety lately. Yeah. So now this year, 2022, I'm going all out. I've rejected a lot of endorsements, a lot of influencing because I feel like I'm not in a good place for myself to be able to influence for other people. Brands, what can I even do for my own self and my brand before taking other people's job? But this year, I'm doing more of all those things. I'm open to anything, collaborations, things I've said no to, acting gigs, everything. Mm. Yeah, this year, we outside.
Ready.
We outside. Yeah.
Well, then I really thank you for coming on the show. And I really wanted to understand this bit. You know, we talk about every other thing, but like, I've never really spoken to you about this. And I'm thankful that you're open to sharing on the show. And yeah, I feel like this will help a lot of other people.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is there anything that you want to tell us that's happening this year that we don't know? It's going to happen soon. You're going to get married soon.
I just want somebody's son to find me and let's
you
get married.
You need to find both for these niggas.
I am tired of the streets. I am tired of getting to know these niggas. Once we get to know each other, what next? I'm tired of niggas saying, I want to buy you lunch. Me, oh, starve. I'm not starving. I want somebody's son. And please do not forget, I know that blogs have carried me that I said this thing. I want a man that is capable. Don't let me offend Mr. Capable. Somebody that is capable. You have your money, I have my money. Mm. It makes marriage sweet. I don't like when people say, must she marry somebody that doesn't want... Can you advise your sister to marry somebody that does not have money? Tell me.
Period.
All this human hair, will they buy themselves? Or do you think a woman will not be very abusive to a man that is broke while she's doing things for herself with a man that is broke? I don't understand.
This is very deep.
No, it's actually, I see people say, when you say, this is the kind of man I want.
Mm.
It's something I want for myself. I'm calling my own destiny. I am speaking into existence.
Speaking into existence, my dickiness.
But you guys are telling me that, luxury life. I don't understand. Even my brother, I did tell them, say, you have to have this so this thing before you marry somebody's child. Don't let somebody's child come and use broom and knock you on the leg and say, put your leg upstairs. Up. Me, I want a very capable man, a man that's doing good, a man that is ready to build an empire with me. Because look at me, goals, maybe.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming, Chloe.
Thank
you. I can't wait for this episode to come out.
Me too. Peace. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.